If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yeah, thank you. And we are about to learn a word in Swahili.
Nafsi.
What that is, after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today, there has never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Okay, this was the first weekend in business for a new restaurant on the south side, Nafsi.
Yeah, well, so the name is derived from a Swahili connotation of soul. As to our impression of being the soul of Chicago.
That is Donnell Rigby, who describes himself as a father, a community leader, and a serial entrepreneur. And a few days ago, he opened his new restaurant, Nafsi 1916.
Inside the Chicago Cultural Center, South Shore Cultural Center.
Nafsi is spelled N-A-F-S-I, and the 1916 is a tribute to the year the building it's in was rebuilt into a beautiful Mediterranean revival palace it remains today. But up until the mid-1970s, Donnell was not even allowed to set foot on the grounds.
It was a country club, a private country club.
Meaning no blacks, no Jews, and no Italians for many years either. But now,
we're the first African-American restaurant to be in the building ever.
How does that make you feel?
It gives me a sense of profound obligation. My father was a pastor. He's always taught me that as a black man, I have an obligation to not only myself, but to my family and my community.
And what's the community going to see when it goes into Nafsi 1916?
Man, it's a beautiful, well-lit, well-decorated space, Steve.
It has a year-round outdoor patio with a bar right on the lake. And the food, with executive chef Don D. Robinson in charge.
That kid knows his way around the kitchen.
Is described as soul food with a twist.
Not exactly soul food, but it's an elevated, soulful experience.
Got it. But do you have collard greens?
We have wilted kale greens.
That'll make Dave Ennett happy for sure.
And they're great, Steve. You'll love them.
Nafsi 1916, rewriting history as the first black-owned restaurant in a grand old historic building with a racist past. It's easy to find.
7059 South on South Shore Drive.
On the food calendar, it's National Dessert Day and National Real Sugar Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.